piercings. You'll know them right away.
Yeah, blue, dark blue eyelash or eyeshadow.
Yeah, that too. It's a nice look, isn't it?
Well, it is Halloween.
For many people, it's Halloween every day of the week.
All right, we have told you what the news in is. But what about the not headline news?
This is not headline news. A Tesla employee was attacked by a robot. So their sign that says number of days without a robot attack goes back to zero. A new Simpsons movie is in the works. It'll pick up where the last one left off. You wondering why you're in a movie theater paying to see the same stuff from The Simpsons. The Taliban has cut the internet in Afghanistan as part of a morality crackdown. This now prevents Afghans from accessing their favorite porn site, Ankle Hub. And a Minnesota man was shot in both legs during a wedding. Well, at least he got out of doing the chicken dance. This is not headline news.
Well, the Taliban also has nose hair hubs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. A Minnesota man shot in both legs during a wedding. Huh. I'd like to know more about that, the genesis of that incident.
See, I remember seeing that story. I'll remember the rest of it before we come back. All right, currently here in the Sand Hills area, we're looking at 63 degrees. Your news, sports, and weather is all straight ahead. It's 8 o'clock. We'll be back on the backside.
Imelda continues to move away from the East Coast. In its wake, we're breezy at times throughout the day today. Starting out pleasant this morning, clouds decreasing heading into the afternoon, and high temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Overnight, we're mainly clear and cooler with humidity dropping, temperatures in the 50s out the door Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, mostly sunny and high temperatures about 70 to 75 degrees. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Chris Michaels in the Weather Center.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sand Hills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEV, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The gears of government grind to a halt. The first government shutdown in almost 7 years is in progress, brought on by a standoff in the Senate.
Democrats have been demanding funding for health care subsidies, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
24 million people. It's a huge number.
Republican Senator John Barrasso is accusing Schumer of a shakedown.
This truly is a Democrat-owned, Chuck Schumer-owned shutdown.
Some 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed and some possibly fired by the Trump administration. Donna Water, Washington.
GOP lawmakers are rejecting Democratic demands for $1.5 trillion for illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR, among other Democrat priorities. President Trump and the drug maker Pfizer have a deal that's aimed at reducing drug prices. The president says some other steps are being taken to help cut prices as well.
My administration is also taking historic action to investigate the unfair and discriminatory trade practices of other countries that extort our pharmaceutical makers to shift costs onto the American consumer. They say, no, give us a price, a very low price, and just charge the American consumer, charge it to the U.S. The United States is done subsidizing the health care of the rest of the world.
So far, there has been no response from Hamas to the Trump Gaza peace plan. It has already been accepted by Israel, along with at least 8 Arab states. If Hamas should reject the blueprint, President Trump says that Israel would be free to finish off the terrorist group and would have the support of the United States in doing so. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 166 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 121. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments. but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
For Indonesian rescuers, it remains a desperate race against the clock. They're searching for survivors of a school collapse in the province of East Java.
In East Java, over 90 students are still unaccounted for, with three confirmed dead and about 100 injured. Mohammed Sayafi, head of the National Search and Rescue Agency, gives instructions to a field team at the school collapse site in Sidoarjo. Most rescues typically happen within 24 hours after such a disaster, with chances of survival decreasing each day after that. And more than 300 workers are continuing to work desperately at the scene to try and reach those who've been detected to be still alive and trapped below. Of the approximately 100 injured, 26 are still hospitalized, and many are said to have suffered head injuries and broken bones, authorities say. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Find news and analysis at townhall.com. A Tennessee pastor is calling on churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
The surf is thundering along parts of the East Coast, North Carolina's Outer Banks, taking a real pounding from the sea. Some more empty homes have collapsed into the ocean. The fierce surf is being kicked up by two hurricanes, Umberto and Imelda. The former is pummeling Bermuda. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're proud to be working with our local businesses for the greatest comeback of all time.
Come together.
With Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB.
I'm Ella.
And I'm Eva.
We and everyone in our family are patients at Sandhills Weekend Dental.
We love going to the dentist, especially to get our teeth cleaned.
The hygienist told our brother Ashton he needs to brush his teeth really well every day to get rid of the poop that the sugar bugs leave behind.
Or else he will get cavities, and he doesn't want that.
We feel everyone should go to Sandhills Weekend Dental and eat, kiss, and smile better. Except we don't kiss.
Make your appointment today. Call Sandhills Weekend Dental at 687-4423.
Garage door broken? If it is, your home is not as safe as it could be. Call Superior Overhead Doors today. Whether you need repairs or full replacement, you can count on us. With over 20 years of experience, no job is too big. Active duty military receive $20 off repairs and $50 off installation. So call Superior Overhead Doors today at 910-992-6227 or visit us online at SuperiorOverheadDoorsLLC.com for a free estimate.
Dunrobin Country Store's having a sale. Take 40% off jewelry, pocket knives, handbags, rocks and gems. 50% off Western home decor. 60% off garden planters, concrete statues, Christmas ornaments, and holiday decorations. Shop our regular selection of natural products and home remedies and everything to accessorize your home. We're open 7 days, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., 5456 U.S. 1 South in Bass. You'll never be Dunrobin at Dunrobin Country Store. Mace Electric Company in Seven Lakes has been providing quality commercial and residential electrical service in the Sandhills for over 40 years. From bad switches to home surge protection, Mace Electric Company can handle any commercial or residential electrical repair. Unlimited license, locally owned and operated. Call Kenny and Gail Mace at Mace Electric Company in Seven Lakes, 910-673-0093. 910-673-0093. 770-673-0093.
Attention classic car enthusiasts. Is your vintage ride just collecting dust, begging for a second chance? At Veteran-Owned Innovation Performance Technologies, we bring your dream ride to life. Our award-winning expert team can restore every detail of your cruiser with precision and passion. If you're looking for a complete frame-off restoration, custom upgrades, or paint jobs, we can do those with ease. Turn that unfinished project into a classic beauty. Contact Innovation Performance Technologies at 910-678-4600 or online at innovationperformance.tech.
Now offering in-home sales consulting. Hi, this is Catherine Phelps, owner of Appliances and More, where creating relationships is our business. No matter if you're replacing, remodeling, or building a new home, Appliances and More now offers in-home sales consulting in the comfort of your own home. This will allow you to find the right appliance that fits your individual needs. Remember, low price guarantee, price match policy, we will not be undersold. Contact Appliances and More featuring Caraloha in the Town and Country Shopping Center, Aberdeen.
This is Amy from Main Street Glass, your choice for custom residential and commercial glass installations. We specialize in creating stunning glass solutions tailored to your unique wants and needs. Whether it's sleek glass partitions for your office, a custom frameless shower enclosure for your home, or a custom mirror, we can do it all. Elevate your space with Main Street Glass. To schedule your free estimate, call 910-639-6336 or visit us at 195 Pinehurst Avenue next to Comfort Made Blinds in Southern Pines.
Is your land lost under a jungle of brush and overgrowth? Call the pros at Tar Heel Brush Mulching. With over 20 years of experience in land management, we turn wild, unusable land into clean, manageable space fast, affordable, and done right the first time. Whether it's for farming, hunting, or just reclaiming land, our high-powered mulchers and brush cutters chew through the roughest terrain. Trust the team that knows land management and has the gear to master it. For a free estimate, call veteran-owned Tar Heel Brush Mulching at 910-638-8318.
Hello, this is Randy Hussey with Pines Funerals. As fall approaches, don't fall behind. While you're tidying closets or turning over a new leaf, it's also the perfect time to plan for the future. Ask yourself, have you documented your final wishes, explored pre-planning options, shared your plans with your loved ones? Take the first step today at pinesfunerals.com. Pines Funerals, Kennedy, Fry and Prickett, and Powell Funeral Homes, serving you because we care.
MCN News, I'm Mike Rayleigh. The government shutdown has potential economic impacts for North Carolina. Economics professor for East Carolina University, Dr. Philip Rothman, tells WCTI there are many programs that could be affected by the shutdown.
It's also important to note that which type of spending will not be affected. So-called mandatory spending, such as spending for Social Security, spending for interest on the debt by the Treasury Department.
17 private driving schools have been given the green light to give road tests to some student drivers. Communications Director for NCDMV, Marty Holman, told WNCN.
The benefit is convenience for teens and parents. These private driver education schools can do the tests whenever they want to. That can be nights and weekends.
A top U.S. Agriculture Department official was in Raleigh Tuesday. Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden was asked about plans to create a USDA hub in Raleigh.
We've got a space here that has room for literally hundreds of more employees in both buildings that we're looking at here. So what we are going to do is we are going to take hundreds of employees who currently sit in Washington, D.C., and we're going to move those jobs permanently to Raleigh. We're going to put them in buildings for which the taxpayer has already paid.
Munich city officials said today that police closed the Oktoberfest festival after receiving a bomb threat. Victor Usakoff, who came from California, is disappointed.
A little upset. We came a long way, and we're only here for one day, and so we fly out tomorrow.
The union that represents actors is sounding the alarm following word that an AI-generated actress could be signed by a Hollywood talent agency. SAG-AFTRA President Sean Astin.
It's not cool to use people's life and their and who they are as a construct, as a piece of your character.
You're listening to NCN News. We'll be right back.
Seniors, know your rights when looking for new housing. Licensed adult care homes come with rights to quality care, oversight, and a long-term care ombudsman to advocate for you. In registered, multi-unit, assisted housing, services are arranged separately, and you could have fewer care-related rights. For more information, contact your regional ombudsman today, because knowing your rights means protecting your future. Go to ncdhhs.gov/contactnc for more information. Brought to you by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services.
At North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance, you're more than a policy, you're family. With offices in every county, we're close by when it matters most. Our local agents customize coverage to fit your life. And our award-winning claims team delivers fast, quality repairs. It's no surprise Forbes ranked us the number one auto insurer in America. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance. Helping you is what we do best.
President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth say that the military has promoted too many leaders for the wrong reasons and announced new directives for troops that include gender-neutral or male-level fiscal standards.
Secretary Hegseth took to the stage and repeated many of the points he made in his book, War on Warriors, which he name-checked while he was walking around the stage during his speech. In the speech, he defended the firing of several senior leaders earlier this year as part of changing the culture at the Defense Department, or what he now calls the Department of War. He told the officers in the room that if they didn't like what he was saying, they should do the honorable thing and resign.
Prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Sean Diddy Combs to more than 11 years in prison.
In a request filed with the court today, prosecutors say Combs is unrepentant. They included letters from some of his accusers who say they live in fear of his release. Combs was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, but found guilty of two prostitution-related counts, each of which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo has asked that Combs essentially be sentenced to time already served.
I think he's paid a tremendous debt for what he's done. He's done things wrong.
Combs will be sentenced Friday. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Saturday suspect Nigel Edge in Southport is accused of opening fire at a bar there, killing three and injuring five, has military history and troubled mental background. Tony Vivaldi is a combat veteran and founder of the nonprofit Save a Vet Now. He tells WECT.
The stigma that our society places on mental health. They don't want to be seen as weak, so they turn inward and they follow the old military rule of suck it up and take care of yourself.
The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday issued standing orders allowing pharmacists to test and treat influenza. Mike Riley, NCN News.
We've got a pleasant stretch of weather on the way as Imelda continues to make its turn away from the East Coast. This morning starting out pretty quietly but breezy at times. We'll see clouds gradually decreasing as we head into the afternoon and high temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 70s, still breezy at times. Overnight, mainly clear and cooler with temperatures in the 50s. Then Thursday afternoon, mostly sunny. High temperatures cooler in the low to mid 70s. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Chris Michaels in the Weather Center.
Right now, here in the Sand Hills area, we have sunny skies, 63 degrees, humidity 86%, 2.59, winds calm, and pressure 30.04. Say 15 straight up. Let's take a look at your Sand Hills news for this Wednesday hump day. Police arrested a Wagram woman Saturday after she reportedly failed to return a rental van, according to the Aberdeen Police Department. Officers say Cecily Cromartie, 46, rented a U-Haul for 2 days but failed to bring it back. Law enforcement responded to the home address that was on the company rental form, but the property was abandoned. It was then determined that Cromartie had an outstanding warrant for felony fail to return a hired motor vehicle that was issued by the Sheriff's Department from a separate incident. She was located by Aberdeen Police and arrested, taken to the magistrate. Meanwhile, a motorist may have experienced a medical issue before crashing into a retaining wall in Bass on Monday afternoon. This is according to the Cypress Point Fire and Rescue. They said witnesses observed a car run off the side of the road, disappeared into the woods, and hit a retaining wall. Fire and EMS personnel assisted the driver in safely exiting the car. It was later determined that the driver may have experienced a medical issue prior to the crash. And another motorist taken to the hospital after crashing into a tree near Vass at the intersection of Lobelia and Lake Bay Roads, according to Cranes Creek Fire Department. The single vehicle crash occurred at 5 in the morning yesterday. The driver was outside the vehicle, received medical attention, and was transported to the hospital. The fire department did not state why the SUV went off the road, but the scene is under investigation. Well, that's your WEEB local news this morning from the Sand Hill Sentinel. And remember, you can always go online to sandhillsentinel.com for more information. It is 818. Sports is next right here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB.
Stay in the game with the Clark Chevrolet Cadillac Sports Report. Family owned and operated for over half a century, they do it all. Sales, service, parts, collision repair, and they never charge a dock fee. Nestled in the heart of Pinehurst, Clark Chevrolet Cadillac, fueling your passion for sports.
NCN Sports, I'm Tony Rigsby. The baseball postseason started yesterday with four wildcard games. Tigers pitcher Tarik Skubal delivered a standout performance in Game 1 against the Cleveland Guardians, tying a franchise postseason records with 14 strikeouts, leading the Tigers to a 2-1 win. Tiger manager A.J. Hinch.
Anyone new to the Tigers-Guardians, this is what they look like every game. You know, and obviously Tarik set an incredible tone for us. He's been incredible for us all season, but what a performance at the biggest moments in the biggest on the biggest stage to get us in a great position to win the game.
Red Sox won Game 1 against the Yankees 3-1. In the National League, the Cubs with a 3-1 come-from-behind win over the Padres. The Dodgers pounded the Cincinnati Reds 10-5. Carolina football preparing to face Clemson in the ACC opener at Keenan Stadium on Saturday. Tar Heels coach Bill Belichick says there's a small margin for error in the ACC.
It's a fine line between winning and losing. It's a very, very thin margin. So everything's important. Training's important. Preparation's important. Execution's important. Communication's important.
Belichick says the team has to work on cutting down on small mistakes.
We're way better than we were. We still have a long way to go, but we've made progress in every area, really every week. And it's been, you know, 35 practices, you know, really since the start of fall camp. Our conditioning is good.
Carolina Hurricanes continue to make moves leading up to the season opener against the New Jersey Devils next Thursday. Yesterday, they sent Bradley Nadeau to the American Hockey League. Coach Rod Brindamore.
It's tough because, we'd love to keep him here, but we got to also figure out what makes sense. So you can see we have, lots of forwards.
You're listening to NCN Sports.
For North Carolina high school seniors, the countdown to college is on. And at CFNC, we've got all the resources and information needed to get you on campus next year. Take College Application Week, for example. Did you know you can apply for free at many North Carolina colleges from October 20th through October 26th? Sure can. Don't miss the opportunity to save some money applying to college. And for more help, visit cfnc.org/C2C.
Now, all across North Carolina, it's Carolina Newsmakers. Each week, leaders from politics, education, business, and the arts join Don Curtis to share insights and ideas shaping our state. Listen on radio stations throughout North Carolina and on demand at carolinanewsmakers.com. Carolina Newsmakers is presented in part by the North Carolina Academy of Family Physicians, advancing family medicine in North Carolina since 1947.
Dueling financial strategies being put to test in the baseball postseason, featuring six of the 12 contenders with payrolls of $200 million or more. Gethin Coolball has more.
Baseball's economic disparity is evident in the playoffs. The Dodgers have committed over $500 million in salaries and luxury tax this season. They face the Cincinnati Reds, who have a payroll of $121 million. The Dodgers lead with a $341.5 million payroll and nearly $168 million in luxury tax. The Mets, despite spending $428.8 million, did not make the playoffs. The Yankees, with the third highest spend, face the Red Sox. The Guardians have the lowest payroll among playoff teams at $103.9 million.
WNBA playoffs, Vegas in overtime over Indiana, 107-98. Tony Rixby, NCN Sports.
Sometimes you just want to say,
1 million Americans have already done all their Christmas shopping.
It's celebration all year round. How about that?
97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEB. We've got you by the ears.
Hi, this is Rod in Swarms with Plumbing Night. We know that plumbing emergencies can happen at any time. In fact, they seem to happen at the most inconvenient times. And then inviting an unknown plumber into your home, that can add to the stress of the situation. Plumbing Night wants to alleviate any stress about inviting a technician into your home by guaranteeing that we have not only the very best plumbers, but also the most knowledgeable plumbers. Before any of our employees are hired, all of the employees must undergo drug testing and a thorough background check. If they don't pass, they aren't hired. No exceptions. Once they're hired and part of the team, they receive continuous technical and customer training to ensure that they are the very best at the trade. This training is week after week, month after month, year after year. This training is what got us into community college to teach the plumbing trade. So the next time you have an emergency, call the Plumbing Night. They're known for extraordinary service and integrity.
Call the Plumbing Night at 639-5555, day or night, or on the web at theplumbingnight.com.
Since 1980, Roberts Golf Shop has been providing great service and great deals on new and used clubs. They're an authorized Caddy Talk Cube retailer, and they also carry apparel from brands like Nexbelt and Greg Norman. Roberts Golf Shop also performs custom fittings and repairs. With the area's largest selection of women's and juniors clubs and apparel, you must visit Roberts Golf Shop today at 1310 North Sandhills Boulevard in Aberdeen or online at robertsgolf.com. Fall is in the air, and at Greenhaven Plant Farm, that means color, comfort, and pumpkins galore. For over 40 years, we've been the Sandhills' go-to for autumn's best plants. Right now, our thousands of mums are bursting with bold oranges, golden burgundies, our cheerful pansies are ready to brighten cool mornings, and our plump pumpkins are porch-perfect waiting for you. Come see us Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5 at 255 Greenhaven Lane off Highway 22 in Carthage. Greenhaven Plant Farm, your fall color destination.
If you're in the market for a new car, there are a lot of reasons to make the short drive to Cooper Ford in Carthage. But it really comes down to just two: exceptional customer service and the lowest prices guaranteed. Cooper Ford is proud to be the only locally owned Ford dealership in Moore County. And they're also proud to announce that once again, they've won the coveted Ford President's Award for an unprecedented fifth year in a row. Online at CooperFord.net, the locally owned, award-winning Cooper Ford in Carthage, always working hard to be your hometown dealer.
First Medicare Direct members are losing their plans December 31st. Your plan is absolutely fine until then, but you need to prepare now. You may be asking, what are the next steps I need to take? Hi, I'm insurance agent Phyllis Owens, and I've done Medicare insurance full-time here for over 20 years. I want to invite you to a no-cost class at our Southern Pines office to answer your questions, address your concerns, and discuss next steps. Space is limited, so call now at 910-684-8814.
Give your desk and your back an upgrade. Turn any old workstation into a sit and stand workstation with an Alera raised desktop from Sandhills Office Supply. With easy access levers for simple adjustments, this space-saving design is affordable too. Experience the benefits of an Alera lifting workstation with a demo at Sandhills Office Supply on US 1 in Southern Pines next to Smithfield's Barbecue.
From the WEEB Community Calendar.
On Christmas Day 2023, CW-4 Garrett Illerbrun, an AH-64 Apache pilot, was critically injured in Iraq, suffering a traumatic brain injury that marked the beginning of a long and challenging recovery for both him and his family. Nearly 2 years of intensive recovery later, Garrett is finally returning to Pinehurst. Although his journey to full recovery is far from complete, Garrett's friends and family invite the community to join them in celebrating this significant milestone at his military retirement ceremony and recovery celebration. The event will take place on October 5th at 4 p.m. at the Harness Track in Pinehurst. The Sandhills Patriot Guard will escort Garrett to the ceremony. Witness his ceremonial last flight, retirement honors, and a performance of the national anthem by Pinecrest High School's Chamber Choir. This free public event is your chance to show your support and gratitude as Garrett and his family begin a new chapter of their recovery journey. Donations are welcome and will benefit Garrett's ongoing medical care, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, and the Semper Fi Fund.
If there was a better way for financial planning, when would you want to know? Hi, I'm Roger Harris, host of Whitehorse Financial Solutions, which airs Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to learn how we can help you optimize your assets while eliminating losses, create better retirement plans with more paychecks, more playchecks, and a tax-efficient legacy. That's Whitehorse Financial Solutions every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. and then on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. You can reach us online at whitehorse-financial.com or call 910-339-2625.
On the line with me right now is Mike Hess. Mike, you had some pain that you wanted to get rid of. Tell us about that.
About 8 weeks ago, I hurt my back pulling some posts out of the ground. Within a few days after that, I had sciatic nerve going down my leg all the way into my foot. I could not walk. I couldn't even use crutches. It hurt so bad. Bad thing about it, I was out of town for a week. I came back in town. My first appointment was with Dr. Wright. She treated me with what she calls ultrashock wave therapy. I got treated once a week for 4 weeks. My pain level threshold right now, it's been 7 weeks total, and I am probably 99% pain-free. I feel great. I'm able to walk, able to work.
Are you happy you did it?
Absolutely.
Say goodbye to pain. Visit Pineco Medical Center at 30 Parker Lane in Pinehurst or call them at 910-420-1911 or on the web at pinecomedicalcenter.com.
As our economy gradually reopens, remember to support local.
Know you're doing the right thing and stay proud.
Be a part of the greatest comeback of all time with Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB.
This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Was something other than putting and short iron accuracy at play during golf's recent Ryder Cup? Think about it. The host U.S. team represents a sovereign nation. The victorious European team represents a landmass. In fact, major cultural chasms have separated European countries for generations. Yet, a Northern Irishman and a Liverpool Englishman, Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood, born not into natural kinship, but mutual disdain, are closer and project a stronger friendship than any U.S. pairing. Austrians, Norwegians, Spaniards, and Swedes emitted more natural unity than Californians, Kentuckians, Georgians, and North Carolinians who live under one constitution. In reality, both teams' members reside in some of the same Florida zip codes. Was it mere coincidence that for the first time, Americans received $200,000 Ryder Cup stipends, while the Euros did not? With the exception of Bryson DeChambeau, I guess we must conclude that wearing Team USA's red, white, and blue cannot awaken a rugged patriotism that does not exist in the souls of multimillionaire professionals. Maybe I'm overthinking it, or maybe I figured it out. I'm Steve Woodward, totally teed off.
Imelda continues to move away from the East Coast, and its wake were breezy at times throughout the day. Today, starting out pleasant this morning, clouds decreasing heading into the afternoon, and high temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Overnight, we're mainly clear and cooler with humidity dropping, temperatures in the 50s out the door Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, mostly sunny and high temperatures about 70 to 75 degrees. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Chris Michaels in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show. Mornings with the leader man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
First rule of Hair Club, do not talk about Hair Club.
Today is National Hair Day.
Short hair or long hair?
Your hair is...
Your hair is amazing.
Your hair is adorable.
It grows hair. Long, straight, beautiful hair.
Happy National Hair Day.
It's showtime.
We'll be right back.
Good morning. Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sandhills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, along with Stephen Woodward this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leader Man. Good morning, everybody, on this wondrous Wednesday in the Sandhills.
Don't forget, of course, we are being heard and seen around the world on our live audio and video streams. You get to that by going to our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of every page has an icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. Click that once and you're listening that quick. On our homepage also, right there at the top middle is a blue sentence. It's written in blue. It says, watch live video of the morning show. Well, you click that and you're watching and listening to the morning show as we do it. What is for us today here in the Sand Hills area? Well, it's going to feel like fall has finally gotten here. Mostly sunny today, 78 for a high. Tonight, clear. Good sleeping weather, 53 for a low. Tomorrow, 73 and 51. Friday, 75 and 56, all this under clear skies. And Saturday, 78 and 60. Sunday, 80 and 62. And Monday, as you head back to work, slight chance of a shower. Don't count on it. Otherwise, mostly Sunday with a high of 81. Right now, here in the Sand Hills area, winds are calm. Pressure is 30.04. Dew point, 59 degrees. Humidity, 86%. And we have sunny sky, 63 degrees, currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB. Diana Ross, I'm coming out. All right. 8:36 past the hour on this Wednesday hump day. If you federal employees, I guess you have the day off, don't you? Of course, the mail still gets delivered.
Sure.
Military will still kill the enemies.
They'll just be watching the clock from home instead of from their metal government-issued desk in the bowels of a nondescript building.
Well, we know it's all going to come to an end. It's just a matter of, Chucky Schumer threw us all under the bus because he's afraid of AOC running against him. And if she does, we luck out a little bit. One of them will be gone. The other one won't be able to hardly stand him. It'd be nice to see old Chucky get booted out, wouldn't it?
No, I think...
Because he's throwing us all under the bus so that he can sound more like AOC.
I think on this story, you're playing chess while most of the others are playing checkers, because I don't think very, very many people have tied Schumer's political fortunes to the shutdown. But I think that is a very big part of it.
It is. He wants to take your money and give it to illegal immigrants because he thinks very soon they will be Democratic voters.
Yeah, and that never happens, by the way. Just doesn't happen.
Well, it could happen if too many Democrats get elected in the midterm.
It's not going to happen.
Mike Johnson thinks that, like you, it's not going to happen. He thinks that the Republicans will pick up seats because of the way the Democrats are acting with all crazy hostility. But never underestimate the stupidity of the American voter.
Well, I would agree
with
that.
You lay down plans in front of them that would save them millions of dollars.
I would agree with
that. And they to vote against it, to vote for their hometown boy. Just saying. Go ahead.
It's possible. But we have to hearken back to the voting patterns of the 2024 elections, where we saw Hispanic, Black, and young male voters moving dramatically to the Republican side of the ledger. And I don't think that's evaporating in a period of less than 1 year. I just don't see it.
What was it? 70% of the Democrats favor the possibility of shooting opponents?
You mean political assassination? It's a high number. Yeah. I don't think it was 70.
69.
Yeah, it was high.
Way up there. What kind of thinking is that? What kind of parenting is that? I'm glad...
parenting?
Pete Hegseth came out yesterday, addressed all the generals, and basically said, you're going to quit being fat, you're going to get in shape, and you're going to be tested twice a year to make sure you are. So get that blubber off of you, get that ugly-looking beard off of you, and act like a soldier.
He calls
your men.
It the warrior ethos. I love it.
And he said, for our enemies, F-A-F-O.
Yeah, it's the hot new acronym all the kids are using.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot. And President Trump pointed out that our enemies are both abroad and also within the homeland. And those who are wreaking havoc on our American cities will be targeted in a manner similar to those who are a threat to us
You know,
on
put us under
soil.
Police state to clean up cities.
Of course not. We've seen it happen in Washington, D.C. in about 1 week.
Yep.
Within a week's time, they revitalized the nation's capital. And now
I remember going there back in the 90s for a vacation, Washington, and it was safe back then.
Sure it was. I lived there.
I was
for
out
years.
At night after dinner and all that and
sure.
Walking around and never threatened. Now,
no.
You sit in your car and you get carjacked.
Right. No, in my youth, I prowled M Street in Georgetown. It was always very pleasant. The only thing you had to worry about was, some drunk guy knocking you over on the street, but as long as you paid attention, you were fine.
I didn't have that problem, although I did see one guy parked next to the hotel that I was in, which was one of those in the old town style of Washington. And he was sitting in the driveway next door in his pickup truck with his feet hanging off the back and selling his drugs.
Oh, how convenient for those in the market for such things. Of course, the biggest threat you had to worry about back in the day was that Teddy Kennedy was behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, on a short bridge.
Plowing down M Street or something. But as long as Teddy was at home, locked away in the in the family estate, you were fine.
I'm glad he got trounced when he ran. Didn't he make the primary?
Yeah, 1980.
Yeah.
Famous interview with Roger Mudd, who asked him why he was seeking the presidency, and he couldn't come up with an answer.
Because Daddy told me to do it.
Good chowder. Good chowder, Bobby. Good chowder.
You don't hang up on me, Sean Hannity. I'm Ted Kennedy. That's what he actually said on Sean's show. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. I can. He was the least impressive of the Kennedy clan. And now we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is
struggling to talk.
Well, that's not his fault, but his work as part of the Trump cabinet has been bearing fruit. Continuing yesterday with the big Pfizer announcement.
Okay,
it's not a perfect.
Explain that one
plan.
To me a little bit. Pfizer is going to sell our government drugs at about a tenth of what they're selling now. But for you to get it, you have to buy your drugs from the government. Is that the way you read it?
Well, it's geared toward people who are...
My pharmacy go get it and then sell it to me like it's always been done? Or do I have to deal with the government?
The whole deal is geared toward seniors who are on government, medical programs, Medicaid, Medicare.
Yeah.
And so, I saw these pundits rush to say, well, it doesn't lower the price of drugs for everybody. Well, no, it doesn't. But that wasn't the point.
It's a start.
It's a start. And I believe me, I could have done without the...
Since the seniors are going to be the first ones to check out of here, might as well give them first crack at it.
Well, and I could have done without the heaping of praise on Albert Bourla of Pfizer in the Oval Office yesterday, given the fact that he was one of the sinister SOBs who rushed these very dangerous not vaccines for COVID onto the market. But yeah. I could have done without the...
Well, I think they were under pressure of it. But when they got down and told you they're reprogramming all your cells in your body...
I could have, yeah.
I should have told you to stay away.
I could have done without the group hug with him in the Oval Office. But overall, I think it's a worthy plan. I mean, what other administrations have ever done one thing to try to lower the cost of pharmaceuticals for anybody? The answer is zero.
I know that they have a tier. I'm with Cigna on the drugs, and they have a tier plan in there, which I don't fully understand. I do know I paid, plenty of money out during the first two quarters of the year. But now all of a sudden, and here in the last quarter, I'm paying nothing for them. Pay up the drugs, says zero due. I go, all right. But I know January's coming when all that flips over to the next year and you get scorched again. But anyway, let's have some fun.
And now it's time for Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Or BS!
Don't hit me back. Do good, good bulls.
All right, time for another round of Yes or BS, where we'll give Stephen over there a coffee question. That's the topic today, and he'll tell
coffee?
Us coffee. That's why
okay.
I asked you off mic. Do you drink? You went every day.
I drink coffee. I do.
I said, so this should be easy for you.
Never Starbucks, though, if I can help it.
It has no Starbucks in it.
Right.
All right, number one question. Coffee was first discovered in Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, you say.
I wonder if they have coffee beans there.
That's a very random question. I don't know. I have no idea, so I'm going to go with yes.
I'll say let's not use the whole program figuring it out. It is true. Number two, the word coffee comes from the Italian word caffè. C-A-F-F-E. Caffè.
Caffè. Well, they do have cafes in Italy. I'm going to go with C, as in yes.
It is true. Coffee was banned in Mecca in the 16th century. I guess probably because the Muslim chopped it all down. I don't know.
Well, it's got caffeine in it. It's mind altering. I'm going to go.
Well, they're too busy running, walking around in a circle. So
it was banned in Mecca in the 16th century. I'm going to go with yes.
It is true. Brazil is currently the world's largest producer of coffee.
Brazil?
Mm.
I'm going to go with BS.
Juan Valdez, man. It's true.
It's true.
He's not going to stop at your window now and smile and pour you coffee.
Well, there are many, many excellent producers of fine coffee beans.
Coffee was originally eaten, not drunk. Pass me over some of those beans.
Well, I suppose...
especially the ones that have gone through a squirrel or whatever it is, those refurbished beans that come out of the animal's butt.
Oh, please.
It's true. It's very elegant coffee.
Hide the children. Let's see. I don't know the answer to that question, so I'm going to go with... what was the question?
Coffee eaten. Was originally eaten,
not
drunk.
Drunk. I'm going to go with yes.
It is true. All right. We'll tie it to American history now. The Boston Tea Party led to a decline in coffee consumption in America.
Yes.
False.
It was strictly tea?
It declined the taxes, but not the tea.
Just strictly tea and the haba? Okay.
Yeah, and coffee. Instant coffee was invented in the 19th century. That means the
1800s. Instant coffee, a terrible invention, by the way, a terrible idea.
Why?
Well, it's just not as good. Sanka? I mean, give me a break. I'm going to go with yes.
It is true.
There's a lot of truth in this quiz.
Yeah. The first coffee house in Europe opened in Rome.
Roma.
A Roma, man.
Well, it could be yes or it could be BS. I'll go with BS.
It is BS.
There you go.
Espresso contains more caffeine.
Wait, well, where was the first coffee house? It doesn't tell you?
Doesn't tell me.
I'm going to go with...
Moore County.
Yeah.
Espresso contains more caffeine than a regular cup of coffee.
You would think the answer would be yes. However, I'm going to go with BS.
With all that steam going into it, all that little heavy-duty coffee they pour in there, it is BS.
Aha.
And finally, the legend of Cowdy, the goat herder, is often cited as the origin story of coffee.
Would you repeat that? Could you enunciate that again, please?
The legend of Cowdy, K-A-L-D-I, or Cowdy,
mm-hmm.
who was the goat herder,
ah.
is often cited as the origin story of coffee.
What do you do with the lonely? That is such an innocuous thing.
Greatest of all time herder, a goat herder.
I'm going to go with yes.
It is true.
Okay, I'm never going to diss a goat herder. I mean, that's good work if you can get it.
They come over and do to you what they do to their goats.
All right, once again, hide the children.
Yeah, that was funny.
Family programming, isn't it?
One of these jokes I'm going to tell now, we heard last hour, but this hour hasn't heard it yet. The Taliban has cut the internet in Afghanistan as part of their morality crackdown. This will prevent Afghans from accessing their favorite porn site, Ankle Hub, or Nose Hair Hub, or Ear Hair Hub.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's about it.
The First Amendment is out the window. Yeah.
Do you ever get there to see the girl before you marry them? Or they stay in the burqa until your honeymoon night?
We're in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they still do that arranged marriage thing. I really couldn't
tell.
You know
they got to run off one time and see what's under the hood there.
The camel's nose under the tent? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Pete Hegseth.
Yes.
Meeting with the entire U.S. military generals took place yesterday. So, yeah, Canada should be ours by, I'd say, Friday.
Yeah. Oh, Canada.
Today is World Vegetarian Day because they need an excuse to talk about it. A Minnesota man was shot in both legs during a wedding. That's what you were talking about earlier.
They obviously didn't have proper security for the wedding.
At least he got out of doing the chicken dance.
Well, maybe he, if it was the dad, it might also, maybe he wouldn't have to pay for the wedding after all.
Here's the job you definitely want if you can get it. A San Francisco woman charges $30,000 for baby names. If that doesn't convince you not to use her, her main client is Elon Musk.
Ah, I see what you did there.
What's he got, 9 kids or something?
As far as he knows, yeah. So she gets $30,000 to provide you with a name for your child.
Yeah.
And
I guess she talks to the spirits and says, Hajnish is going to be your child's name.
Yeah,
Can you spell that, please?
I'm
just a tailor. I don't spell.
I'm guessing you're not coming up with a lot of Earls and Imogenes
no.
in that case. But.
A Florida man killed and ate his pet peacocks.
Oh.
Because, well, is that different from killing a chicken? I know they're a different breed. But
I don't know if peacocks are even edible. Do they have a nice...
protected. Anyway, he killed his and ate his pet peacocks because the woman next door kept feeding them. So I guess he showed her all right.
There must be... he must have violated some kind of a law. I don't think you should be able to kill peacocks.
I don't see the purpose in it.
Just randomly... to create a peacock fricassee.
Jennifer Lopez says divorce changed her. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. She didn't say which divorce, so I'll go with number 7, 13, and 146.
She was married for a while to some famous actor.
Ben Affleck.
Right, and now they have a child who is calling for mask mandates. That would be Ben and his latest wife, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate that I even know that. But.
Insiders say, Jennifer showed her tatas in a recent movie that really wasn't that good.
Lopez?
She played a topless dancer, yeah.
Oh, I missed that one too.
They were firm but perky. Insiders say Nicole Kidman is getting through her split with Keith Urban by leaning on her A, family, B, friends, or C, forehead.
All right, I'll take all of the above.
The new Simpson movie is in the works. It will pick up where the last one left off. You're wondering why people still watch stuff with the Simpsons, especially in the movie theater when you can watch it on TV. Country music festivals are on the decline. Experts say that so far this year, there have only been 84 of them. You know, they got to pat themselves on the back. Pat, 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 pat. 99-year-old Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
Who knew? Surprised his wife at her birthday party by singing to her, popping out of a cake, or just plain still being alive.
Yeah. What did he sing?
And lastly, a producer who worked on Ozzy Osbourne says that Ozzy felt the most important thing in the song was A, the bass, B, the vocals, or C, cocaine.
Ah. Boy, we're learning all kinds of important stuff today.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Okie dokie, do I have it up here? Yes, I do. We can do it. Let's do it.
Good news is good news.
I have good news on good news on good news.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get to some good news.
That's what I got for y'all today.
Okay, so what's the good news?
And the good news is...
Let's hear it.
Here are a few more good news stories making the rounds. An American just won one of the biggest cheese competitions in the world for the first time. Amelia Diablo is a cheese expert who studied at the Philly Cheese School. Yes, that's an actual academic institution. She competed at the Cheesemonger Olympics in France last month. It included a written test, blind cheese tasting, a cheese sculpting event, and one where competitors had to cut the cheese. She's the first American to win gold.
That is so inspiring. Congratulations.
I know. A new mom in Florida is going viral after she won a Mortal Kombat tournament with a newborn baby on her lap. She's a 3D artist who goes by the name Legion online. She joked that her kid was an excellent coach. He said, hurry, mommy, or I'll pee on you.
Kids today.
A wildlife photographer named Sean Miller is in the news for helping out some crustaceans. He looked for hermit crabs using trash as their home. Things like bottle caps and PVC pipes. And he offered them actual shells instead. He started a project called Make a Switch for Nature, where people donate shells that he leaves in areas where hermit crabs live. He helps them rehomed hundreds of crabs and picked up a whole lot of trash along the way. All right.
What a fine American.
All right, so it goes for this Wednesday hump day. You have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow for a thumping Thursday. Until then, be sure to support the advertisers you hear on WEEB. Why? Because they're the backbone of our economy here in Moore County. Your money will stay here, roll over, and create more jobs for all of us. And when that happens, that's a good thing. If you want to find out why talk radio advertising is the most effective form of advertising of anything you might think of, give us a call. Let us show you why it works so well and our clients stay on by the year, because it's working so well for them. All right, that's it for me, the leader man, and Nick and Colt the dogs. We'll all see you this afternoon at the dog park.
Well, bye.
When I come back, you'd better be laughing.